Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Ho, ho, ho. Me and Chris.
That's sexist, Ian. You shouldn't say ho on the radio.
Hey, Chris Cantwell. Good evening.
It's good to be with you, Ian.
It is Christmas Eve, and you are not celebrating.
No, I am not. I'm so glad to be here in the studio with you instead of with my retired IRS agent father and my papist mother in New York.
Sounds like fun.
That is not how I want to spend Christmas and dealing with all their religious holiday with their pagan symbols and all their lunacy going along with
well,
that.
Well, originally you were expecting to be in New York. And then Long Island, I guess, for this week. You told me you weren't going to be in tonight, and I needed to find somebody else. And I had begun that process, and then a few days ago, you told me different. What happened?
Yeah, so I went down to New York. And so with my family, they'll do Christmas almost like three times, right? So the Saturday before Christmas, my father's side of the family comes over. And then on Christmas Day, they go do something else, right? And then we go and spend Christmas Eve with the immediate family, usually. And then Christmas Day is with my mother's side of the family. So I went down there on Friday night to spend Saturday with the father's side of the family. And, you know, these people are not, like, politically educated, right? You know, I mean, they don't have the political education of somebody who watches Rachel Maddow once a week.
Okay.
And they don't even realize that they're starting political arguments a lot of the time. But, you know, on top of that, then it's, you know, so, hey, Chris, what's going on with you? And, of course, my life is, you know, very involved in political and philosophical things.
Whenever my parents or my mom asked me that, because my dad I can actually talk to. He and I were kind of libertarians for a while, and he went back to the Republican Party. But I was never in the Republican Party. But anyway, when my mom asked me that question, my standard answer now is to look at her and ask her if she really wants to know. Because I know that whenever she asks me that question, since my life is basically activism all the time, I mean, this radio show is essentially an activist project.
Right.
That's really all I have to talk about with her. I can talk with her about pleasantries like, you know, the weather and things like that and what she's doing in her life. But as soon as she bothers to ask that question of me, it's like I know she's not going to like my answers and that whatever my answers are inevitably are going to lead to some sort of conflict.
Exactly. And this is the thing that happens with me. It's like my entire life is public. I mean, my Twitter followers know more about me than my family does, right? And so it's one of these things that if they had any interest in actually knowing what was going on, they could certainly go and find out, but they just don't, right? So if I go down there and they're talking about trivial nonsense things that just don't matter, we can, you know, have some fun and chit-chat and make jokes and everything's fine. But, of course, they will ask me what's going on with me, or they will bring up a point of political contention and maybe not even realize that they're doing it. A great example is like my father every Thanksgiving says they've got to shut down these Black Friday sales, right? You know, the stores opening on Thanksgiving. And I'm
there
like,
there are
so,
some states that have done that too.
And I'm like, well, how much violence do you think should be levied against Walmart workers who want to go earn minimum wage on Thanksgiving?
Violence?
Right? Yeah.
What violence?
Right.
Right.
So, of course, this is what happens every single time. And it comes up at the dinner table, you know, is government force. And my cousin's wife insists
that when you say it comes up at the dinner table, you mean that's what happened this year?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. And it's happened pretty much every other year, right? Like every family gathering, this happens. And so, you know, this year it comes up because they asked what was going on. I mentioned I was on the Colbert Report and talked about the meter maid thing, the Robin Hooding. And so, you know, she asked, well, why do you have a problem with parking enforcement? And I'm explaining it's a threat of violence.
Well, by the way, before you go on, did you look at your web stats after the Colbert Report hit?
Yeah.
How'd you do?
I more than tripled my traffic from the day before. You know, it was a pretty good bump. Got some new email subscribers, definitely some new Facebook links. I mean, my stats, all the data said that we did a good thing as far as I was concerned.
So you brought up the Colbert Report, and then go ahead.
Right. So then there, what's the problem with parking enforcement? I explain that it's a threat of violence. They say it's not. I say everything about government is violence. And I give her example after example, and, you know, right up to and including, I said, well, you know, look, if some other person came up and put handcuffs on you in the street, we would call that violence.
Kidnapping.
You know, she just dodges it every time. She goes, well, isn't my husband doing it? And making, like, stupid little jokes. And I'm like, you are completely full of S. Yeah. Right? And then everybody's like, okay, let's change the subject. But she won't. She goes to my, now she's been drinking wine, right? And she goes to my cousin and she's like, he just said I was completely full of S. Are you going to allow him to talk to me like that? And mind you, I'm bigger than my cousin, right?
Like, what was her intention with saying that? Like,
she wanted an argument, you know, and she wanted to keep it going. I was
like, she was losing and she wanted your cousin to step in and save her.
Basically. Uh-huh. You know, and I stepped in. I was like, look, you don't want to have this conversation with me. You're out of your depth. You know, you don't know what you're talking about. And everybody then starts telling me to shut up because, of course, it's my responsibility to not talk about my beliefs when I show up for their, you know, for their religious holiday.
You should just sit by silently, Chris, as people essentially express their worship towards the state, towards something that you consider to be a danger to mankind. You should just sit by and quietly nod your head because you wouldn't want to upset the family.
Yeah. Because, I mean, these people, all of them, every single one of them at the table, for example, would think it perfectly reasonable. If I took the gun that is on my hip now, got in the car, and drove to New York, if I got caught with it, they think it's perfectly reasonable to throw me in prison for that.
Yeah,
and I find that extraordinarily offensive that these people tell me they love me and that they're like, yeah, well, if you disobey your enemy, then you should definitely go to prison and, you know, risk being raped and assaulted and all the horrible things that happen to people in there. And I just got up and I said, I can't do it anymore. I can't continue to put myself through this every year and risk my mental health, my physical health, my stress. You know, I was 5 weeks sober. I started drinking the Monday before Thanksgiving, just anticipating that I was going to have to go down there. And then it snowed, and I was like, thank God I'm not going for Thanksgiving. It was a complete disaster.
How many people were there? I mean, when you got up from the table, how many people were there for this conflict?
There were probably maybe a dozen people there.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Were there anybody just sitting there quietly, just like with wide
oh,
eyes?
Oh, yeah. Most of them were like, oh, no, what happened?
Yeah. Can anyone at all empathize with you of that dozen people, and you just know they're staying quiet because they don't want to get into any trouble with the folks?
I don't think so, no.
I mean, they're all in favor of the state?
Oh, basically. Yeah, they're all definitely in favor of the state. I mean, to varying degrees, of course. You know, I mean, like my one cousin probably not a big fan of the war, you know. My cousin's wife, who I was arguing with, would probably tell you that she's not a big fan of war and stuff like that. I mean, they're largely left-leaning people. But they all believe that the state is there to do, you know, benevolent things and,
sure,
and take
care
of us.
Put the right people in charge. Right?
Exactly. And that is just something that, come on, we've all tried to do this, talk to our families about this stuff, and when you just see this, like, the cognitive dissonance slide over their faces and them defend the indefensible, no matter how many examples you give them, it's just so difficult.
It's hard to deal with, especially if you care about the people in your family, you know? Like, I mean, I like my mom, you know, I don't dislike the lady. I think she's a good person. It's just that she's dead wrong on a lot of this stuff, and she supports the violence of the state. Sometimes it seems like it's mindless in the way that she supports it, just because that's the way it's supposed to be, and blah, blah, blah. The last time I was home, I managed to get through the days. I wasn't there. I did not sleep there. She wanted me to sleep there at the house, and I did not do that. I go and I sleep with my ex-girlfriend when I'm in Florida. And so I finally, the last day I was there, and somehow we ended up getting on the war on drugs, and I just, you know, I knew this wasn't going to go well.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, she's there defending the idea that, you know, you broke the law, so you got to go to jail. And I came up with examples of, like, well, you know, what about this guy 20... 5 years he's been sentenced to prison here in Florida because he had some prescription pills without a bottle or something ridiculous like that, one of these prescription violations. And I felt like I might have been persuading her on that particular issue, but that was, for the most part, she was getting very frustrated, and ultimately I broke off that conversation and, you know, took off at that point. But, you know, it's tough to see someone you care about basically saying they wouldn't mind if you got thrown in a jail cell because, well, you're their son, but at the same time, you committed a crime and you broken the law, and so therefore you deserve to go
to prison. The state has the highest claim on everybody, apparently.
The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. You want to tell us about your family holiday experiences? Would love to hear your story. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. It's Christmas Eve. We're here live, 855-450-3733, or join us via Skype at username lrn.fm. More Free Talk Live coming up.
And now from the Cato Institute, the Cato Constitution Minute. Our founding fathers did all they could to protect individual freedom from the very government they were creating. They knew that government should have the power to protect us from each other, but our founders also knew the dangers of government power, that it could be used to violate our rights. The government they created wasn't a simple democracy, where majorities always rule and our individual rights are at the mercy of the simple majority of voters. Our founders knew that this had been tried and failed, as in ancient Greece. Our founders instead tried to protect liberty by creating a strictly limited government, with only certain powers granted it. They also devised a government of overlapping powers, balances, and checks to ensure these limits were honored. They understood that when government has the power to protect us from everything, it also has the power to take everything from us. To learn more, visit the Cato Institute online at cato.org.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, December 12, 2014, gold opened at $1,216.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,261.34, $630.67 for a half ounce, or $315.33 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,261.34, $630.67, and $315.33.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, a man is possibly facing charges after posting, "Put wings on pigs," a statement regarding putting wings on pigs to Facebook. We'll tell you more about that when we get a chance. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Cantwell.
And if you care about the future of Bitcoin and the peer-to-peer economy, you need to head down to the second annual Texas Bitcoin Conference. It's happening at the Moody Theater in downtown Austin, March 28th and 29th in 2015. I'm looking forward to it. Mark and I attended the first Texas Bitcoin Conference. That was this year, and it was great. It was, however, kind of out a little ways from Austin. You kind of had to drive out to a racetrack to go out to it. This time they're moving it right into the heart of downtown Austin at the Moody Theater, and I think that's going to make it really take the event to the next level. Speakers, exhibitions, a great opportunity to do some networking, as well as hosting the second $1 million Bitcoin 2.0 hackathon. The second annual Texas Bitcoin Conference is going to highlight what Bitcoin means to everyone, as well as heavily concentrate on where the technology can go beyond just being a currency. If you want a glimpse into the future, you'll want to be in Austin on March 28th and 29th. So head over to TexasBitcoinConference.com. You can get your tickets there. Use code FTL when you sign up. You'll knock $25 off the $150 ticket price. And already $150 is pretty affordable for a conference event like this. But they're also going to donate, when you use code FTL, they'll also donate $25 to Sean's Outpost with every ticket purchase. So you're helping a great Bitcoin charity, and at the same time you get a discount of $25 off if you use code FTL over at TexasBitcoinConference.com. So we'll look forward to seeing you there. We were actually broadcasting live from the event last year, and we'll do the same thing this year. So go get your tickets now for March 28th and 29th at the Moody Theater for the second annual Texas Bitcoin Conference in 2015 at TexasBitcoinConference.com. Let's go to Dalek. Dalek ANCAP is on the line calling on Skype. Dalek, you're on Free Talk Live on the live Christmas Eve show.
Thank you, gentlemen. Merry Christmas Eve.
Howdy there. Go ahead.
All right. So basically, I was kind of thinking about talking about my Christmas experiences. There were actually some good, some bad. One of them, just a few weeks later, right after Christmas, we actually had to leave our own house because of the town. There were a bunch of crooked cops. Not only that, there was just this really bad landowner that was really unfair to us. So we had to leave, which kind of did suck, and
yeah, that doesn't sound like much fun.
Yeah, that's no way to spend your holidays, unfortunately. Sorry to hear that.
Well, it'll be fine. I mean, this happened 2 years ago. So
Do you get along with your family? Or we just asked on Facebook. We were asking people if their political and philosophical beliefs sort of cause distance between them and their family members.
Well, I would consider most of my family don't really agree with me, but they don't really care. I think that they're really actually more open to my own beliefs rather than against them, basically.
That's a nice position to be in.
Yeah.
Good to hear. Was there anything else you wanted to share tonight, then?
Just basically the idea of Christmas, and one of the things I will say is that I can understand, giving within this holiday season, and but aside from the Christian thing, and also based upon a pagan holiday, which is called Yule.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting, I thought.
What you're saying is interesting is that Christmas, a lot of its trappings have come from the pagans. Is that what you find interesting? Thanks for the call tonight, Dalek. Appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's true, from what I understand. I think the Christmas tree was one of the things that they lifted.
All of this stuff, yeah. So the Christmas tree, Santa Claus, probably the majority of the things that I see at my parents' house on Christmas are pagan symbols. And I went off on this in my little Christmas rant earlier today too. It's just you've got your Christian holiday where you have pagan symbols all over the place, so you worship your Christian deity and you practice idolatry to the state.
So let's talk back a little bit more about the family, because you had a rough experience when you went down to Long Island just a few days ago. You came back unexpectedly. You weren't expecting to be here tonight.
Right.
So I'm glad you came in. Thank you for that.
Me too.
But you are glad you're here because you didn't want to be there where you would be inevitably in close proximity for multiple days, apparently, with people who you just don't get along with. And there's been some level of, I guess, discussion about this libertarian philosopher guy, Stefan Molyneux. He advocates that people, he uses this kind of cult jargon, defu, which is some sort of term.
Remove yourself from your family of origin. That's what defu is, like family of origin.
Yeah. I don't think I necessarily agree with that, but at the same time, I have done what you've done. I've walked out of a family dinner before, or you know, family gathering of some sort, based on you know, the conversation, the frustration of being in that room and, you know, not being able to get anywhere and in conversing with these folks and getting them to, you know, at least see the gun behind the all that is government. But at the same time, I'm not going to, you know, cut them out entirely from my life. You know, I'll still call the folks tomorrow and say Merry Christmas to them, but I'm not going to stay on the phone too long before some inevitable conversation comes up where there's a conflict.
Yeah, the thing. So I think Stefan is a little too quick with the defu trigger finger, right? Like,
yeah.
I think that, like, if you listen to that show, and I do pretty regularly, he will basically get to telling nearly every caller to separate himself from his family.
And that's really culty.
I think it is, and I do think that, like, look, your relationship with your parents is not the same as all your other adult relationships. Your other adult relationships, you know, did not feed you your whole life. They did not wipe your butt as a child. They did not do a lot of things for you that your parents did, and it is a different relationship than your other adult relationships, whereas Stefan would say your relationship with your parents is the same as all your other adult relationships. I don't think that that's accurate at all.
Well, I'll definitely give you some credit for that, but at the same time, I also think that if you are in a family where your parents are abusive scumbags, then by all means, you know, disconnect from people like that. I don't think that you owe something to them because they created you. You know, the obligation at that point was for them to take care of you, and if in the process of supposedly taking care of you, they physically harmed you or sexually molested you or did something like that, then I would say, yeah, there's nothing wrong with going ahead and disconnecting.
Right. But, yeah, I would say that you definitely look, if these people are causing you harm, then stop letting them harm you, right? And there's a certain amount of, like, where in between the hey, everything's fine and hey, you're raping me is the line that you cut it off. And that's, you know, it's a value judgment that every individual has to make for themselves, I think, you know. And my parents, look, I mean, I don't agree, you know, the political stuff is hostile and toxic, but, you know, generally outside of that, they're generally good to me, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they're not out to, you know, cause me harm for the most part. But they choose the state over me 10 out of 10 times, and I'm hurt by that, literally. I'm really, like, it messes me up.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So, yeah, I don't think the idea of disconnecting entirely in most circumstances is appropriate. I think the circumstances have to be fairly extreme. But at the same time, your time is limited, and you can only spend your time on so much in your life. And if you're, you know, if you're not getting the return on investment out of spending your time with your family that you are expecting, which is, you know, hopefully to feel good about it,
right,
then I think you should limit the amount of time that you spend with them.
Yeah, you know, certainly. I told my mother, I said, you can come to New Hampshire anytime you want, but I'm really...
Hang on, Chris.
Knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time. time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you'd like. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. We're here live on this Christmas Eve edition of the show. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Cantwell.
Christopher Cantwell has his own website. You can go and check him out there at ChristopherCantwell.com. You posted a rant. I think it would be best described as a rant.
Yes, I do this every year. I post a video titled, All I Want for Christmas is a Effing Revolution.
It's always the same title?
It's always the same title. So I've been doing it since 2011, and this is the 2014 version. I just released it this afternoon. Rough language, warning you ahead of time. This is NSFW, but I think I think you should go listen to it. I think it's a lot of fun.
It's... Well, I have to say that I don't necessarily agree with the thrust of the video. It was definitely something to watch, I would say. I mean, I was entertained by your shrill shrieking on the video, for lack of a better description. But it almost sounds like you're advocating violence in the video. You're not.
It's it almost sounds like I'm calling to put wings on pigs or something like that, right?
Yeah, I would say that you are skirting very close to possible.
I might get kicked out of the Free State Project for this.
Yeah, well, that one's already been done. But I get. considering they're arresting people for riding wings on pigs or whatever, or they're charging criminally, I don't know if they've arrested the guy yet, but we'll get into that a little bit further. Considering they're arresting people for saying things like that, do you have any concerns?
I do. I have had concerns for years, and we know that guys like Larkin Rose have gotten visits from the feds and that sort of thing, and a lot of people, it's one of the reasons some people think that I'm a fed, is that I still haven't gotten a visit from these guys, and at times I think it's just ongoing investigation, like there's a bunch of FBI guys with my picture on a wall somewhere, and that's the only reason that I haven't been snatched up yet, because I have done things that some might interpret as advocating the overthrow of government, and that is, you know, not that is not okay with the feds. I think that it'll be interesting here. I was concerned about it in New York. In New York there's a thing called criminal anarchy,
okay.
And
charge.
It's a misdemeanor charge if you verbally advocate assassination or violent overthrow of government or anything like that. And in New York they will charge you with that just for saying it. I don't believe that New Hampshire has a statute that mirrors that. And in New Hampshire, we do have a constitutional right to revolution, so it would stand to reason that if I've got a right to overthrow my government written into the Constitution, that I might be able to mention it from time to time.
Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts here. We do have Rick in Nevada. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Rick.
Merry Christmas, fellas.
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
Are we allowed to say that in the age of political correctness?
You just did.
All right. Well, I'm calling to draw a parallel between what you mentioned as regarding the parent-child relationship, the abusive or the good parent, and the Gandhi-like figure of our time, the late Nelson Mandela, who...
Gandhi-like? Didn't he bomb people?
I'm pretty sure he's kidding. You're kidding, right?
At what point in his life does, after decades of turning away from that kind of life, does a man get forgiveness?
Fair enough. Good point. Okay. Good point. I'll give you that one.
The thing that came about, one of the things that came about as a result of his leadership was the Truth and Reconciliation Commission, where the people responsible for atrocities in the white government came and testified without threat of imprisonment or penalty as to what they had done. And the same thing went on in Rwanda. And in the case of South Africa, it's had mixed results. You know, you've got the whites are feeling like maybe they got over on with something, and maybe that's resulting in some retaliation by the blacks. In Rwanda, you have a situation where the army is heavily represented by those who committed atrocities in the genocide, and the government leadership is represented more by those who were the victims of those atrocities. So it's a very strange balance there. Here in this country, we have these racial tensions where you have a white predominance on, say, talk radio. Of conservatives and reactionaries who say, oh no, there's no problem with white police abuse of black people. You're just an anti-American if you say that there is a problem. So what I'm saying is maybe we should think about, in order to avoid the South Africa situation where this white government was forced into changing by the economics and investment sanctions imposed upon it by the rest of the world, or Rwanda, where the genocide was basically just kind of fizzled out and then resulted in changes.
We should have people in the
police in this country and in the white community in this country who admit to things like the white cops in Southern California, for instance, back in the 60s and 70s, who would go out hunting for the large black man. It was a sport for them. They would go into the jail.
What is the white community?
Out of that, they would never come back.
What is the white community What does that mean? It's like this ridiculous concept, like the black community, as though all black people are just like the same, or all white people are the same, and somehow one white person can speak for the community of white people. Is that, what are you saying there?
Isn't that how it works? I mean, doesn't Al Sharpton speak for all black people?
No, of course not.
What I'm saying is, how about a cop or two who is responsible for kidnapping black folks and killing them in jail in Southern California back in the 60s or 70s come out and admit it and say, hey, that went on. That was the case, and today things are still going on, maybe not to that degree, but let's be more honest about it.
Well, I have no problem with people being honest about it. I don't know that it would be a good idea to let these guys come in and testify without fear of prosecution. I mean, if you're out there, kidnapping and murdering people and going out of your way to target people for their skin color, I think that there might be a pretty good reason to prosecute you, to treat you real bad as a result of that. So I don't know that I'd want to create a situation where they could, cop to these things without fear. But
are people really confused about this happening? I guess what you're saying is you want some white cop to come out and admit to being awful and racist, so that's somehow going to convince the conservative talk show hosts?
Well, no. What I'm saying is that it would be nice if you had a Gandhi-like cop, or a Mandela-like cop.
Gandhi would become
himself,
a police officer.
Who overcame himself and came out and admitted some things, but I don't think that's going
to
happen.
Does it have to be a white cop, or can a black cop come out and say, hey, this, I worked in this racist department, and here are some stories about that?
No, that's fine, too.
That's happened. That happened within the last few weeks. You read the article.
I just put one of the more recent articles on ChristopherCantwell.com is an article titled, What a Good, parentheses, Living Cop Looks Like. And there was a situation where a guy shared my article about the cop killings in Brooklyn, and he said, I feel no sympathy for these guys. They should have quit their job. I was on the force. I realized how bad it was, and I quit. And you do see a certain amount of that. Unfortunately, there's a lot of benefits to being a police officer, and most of these guys will literally kill to keep them.
Rick, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Mac in Seattle. You're on Free Talk Live. Mac.
Hey, last night you and Johnny Ray were talking about ants. You mentioned red ants, and John, there was a little bit of confusion between the difference between a red ant and a fire ant, and I wanted to call in about that. There actually is something about government about this, so we
clear it up.
It was along with the theme of the show. So red ants, when you're from the South, like you are, as I am, typically are harvester ants. These are not the same as fire ants. Fire ants are Solenopsis invicta. They come from South America. They were brought to the United States as accidental cargo back in the 1930s. And the reason why this ties in with the whole government thing is because they became such a problem that between the 50s and the 70s, the U.S. government spent billions of dollars. Now I'm driving, so I don't have the numbers on hand, but it was billions of dollars trying to kill these things with pesticides. And
guess that didn't work out.
Is that music in the background? Is that the music in the background?
Because yeah, it is, Mac. It. If you want to hang on, we can bring it back. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is the live Christmas Eve edition of Free Talk Live. You bring up anything.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial. The fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
It's the end of year clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. We'd rather sell it than count it. So every floor and every store is on sale, and it all must go. Get incredible deals on first quality flooring from just 35 cents a square foot. Beautiful 3/4 inch pre-finished solid hardwood is just $179. Save even more on all liquidation clearance and closeouts. If it's in stock, it's on sale, and pay no interest until January 2017. Don't miss these end-of-year deals in over 400 floors. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control toll free here at 855-450-FREE. This live Christmas Eve edition of the program. Free Talk Live will be with you tonight, as well as tomorrow night, throughout the holidays. New Year's Eve, we're going to be here then, too. So always bringing you live content, which you can access anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. Something else that you might want to pick up on is In Freedom's Cause. It is a piece of audio theater. It's over 2 hours in length. I have listened to it. And I've listened to the entire thing, and the acting is good, the sound effects are great, the score is really impressive. It was originally created for In Freedom's Cause. What is it? Well, it's one of the greatest stories of the struggle for freedom in recorded history, the story of William Wallace. And it features some actors you might just recognize. Joanne Froggatt from Downton Abbey, Billy Boyd of Lord of the Rings, Skandar Keynes from Chronicles of Narnia, as well as James Cosmo from Braveheart, Game of Thrones, Sons of Anarchy. It's called In Freedom's Cause, and you can go and get it with a special discount just for Free Talk Live listeners. It's got a study guide available, by the way, and the kids in your life will love this. Now, it's too late to get it in time for Christmas, but not too late to get it in time for just the hell of having it and giving it to people that you care about. The family 4-pack is what you get the big discount on. Use code FTL to save 50%. That's the family 4-pack over at infreedomscause.com. Coupon code you want to use is FTL, like Free Talk Live. That's infreedomscause.com. As we go back to Mac in Seattle, Mac was schooling us on the history of fire ants, because last night Johnny Ray and I were somewhat confused. Were red ants the same thing as fire ants? And according to you, Mac, they are not necessarily
the same. I had always thought that they were. Whenever I saw red ants, I think they were fire ants, and I think they would kill me.
That's what I thought, too. I lived in Florida my whole life. I don't know if Florida has red ants that aren't fire ants, because I'm pretty sure they're all fire ants down there. But go ahead, Mac. You were saying that the red ants, or the fire ants specifically, were brought in by a ship via South America?
That's right. They were brought in, I believe, from Argentina. They're not exactly sure which ship brought them, but they know where they arrived. They arrived in Panama City, and then they spread from there out to Texas, and then up all the way the coast up to Virginia. And they got so bad that by the 1950s, the U.S. government, they decided, well, we have to do something. We're the government, right? We solve problems like these, don't we? And so they came out, and I forget, I'm in my car right now. I don't have my computer with me or anything, but they declared war on these things. They used some pesticide, or maybe some different kinds of pesticides.
War on ants.
And for over 20 years, they would attack these ants in different places: Alabama, Georgia, Florida. And what they ended up doing was they ended up not killing. Of course, they killed some of the ants, but what they did mostly was they killed the domestic ants, the domestic fire ants, the black ants, and these other ants that were competing fairly successfully with the fire ants, and therefore keeping their numbers down somewhat.
Oh, man.
and the end result is that after a 25 year long, and approximately, if I remember correctly, I think the final number was $7 billion spent, if I remember correctly.
Wow.
The fire ant numbers quintupled. And not only that, but they killed, when I was a little kid, you would see quail. You'd go out into the woods and there'd be quail everywhere. They decimated the quail population. They killed off a lot of birds. They killed off a lot of water birds. They killed off all these other animals that would otherwise eat the ants, lizards and things like this. And so basically at the end of the day, after $7 billion in 25 years, they quintupled the fire ant population. So that's
incredible.
That's
so did they finally stop that program? Is this like one example of a one government program that finally got ended, or what's the status?
It did, actually. Incredibly enough, it did. But I mean,
they finally ended the war on ants. And like, the thing is that it also goes to show you that the government, look, I mean, it'd be one thing if these things were army ants and they waged a war against them. They're just killing civilians.
Right. Yeah. But it kind of reminded me, this might be a bit of a stretch, but it's almost metaphoric of what happened in Iraq. They pulled the pressure cooker off and the bad guys took over. And that's kind of almost what happened with these fire ants, with the government. I mean, they can't do nothing right, man. Come on.
Thanks for the history, Mac. I appreciate the call tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Jimmy's in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. Jimmy.
How are y'all doing?
Hey, Jimmy. You're on via Skype. Go ahead.
Just wanted to give a quick shout out to Dark Lord Xenu. All things are possible through him.
You don't hear much about Xenu during the Christmas holiday season.
Largely overlooked at Xenu.
Xenu is he's an alien, right, in the Scientology belief system?
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
I don't know if we should be talking about Scientology. We might get sued or something, right?
They are fairly litigious. What were you going to say, Jimmy?
Did y'all get my Christmas present?
I missed it. Where did you send it? Keene, New Hampshire?
Yeah. Okay. I just put. Well, it's big and black, and it has a suction cup on the bottum.
Oh my. Okay.
I figured y'all would like. Well, I guess y'all didn't get it yet.
Sounds like it could be kinky. Maybe my mind's just in the gutter.
I wrote y'all a poem.
Oh, I would love to hear your poem. What's the theme?
That's Free Talk Live theme.
Okay, all right.
I'm just kind of new at writing poems. It's my 53rd poem, so it's not the best.
All right.
But,
I guess. Go ahead.
Yeah, but, it goes like this. Let me get it. Hold on, I got the paper. Jimmy and Milford sitting in a tree. I'm sorry, that's the wrong poem. Hold on. I apologize about that. I wrote that one for Milford.
That is like, sweet.
Get on the dump button.
I have to say.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I got it. Here it is.
You are a keeper, Jimmy, I got to say.
Well, I appreciate that.
Milford is a lucky lady.
I know. She's obese, but that don't bug me,
Yeah, it helps her with her job as a plus-size hand and foot model, is my understanding.
Yeah, morbidly obese, So here it goes. Dog poo, dog poo. Free Talk Live. I love you. Free Talk Live, if you was happy, I would be too. Two donkeys and some french fries. I really like you guys. I like Cantwell, Ian, and Mark too, even though he's a Jew.
What? You're Jewish, Chris?
I'm or not
is Mark
Jewish.
A Jewish person? I don't know.
Mark.
What do you have a problem? You got a problem with Jewish people?
No, I say I like them even though he's Jewish.
I was going to say, you seem like a likable guy, Jimmy. I mean, so you're okay with you're okay with Jewish people then? Why even mention it? Why even mention it? I mean, what's the relevance?
Well, I don't know. Now you stumped me.
I'm sorry. Do you have more of the poem?
Well, not now. I'm upset.
We ruined Christmas for Jimmy in Arizona.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Enjoy your holiday. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Earlier in the show tonight, Chris, you and I were discussing family difficulties throughout the holidays, and you're welcome to share your experience. Do you have a certain belief system, maybe like we do, like the liberty-oriented belief system? And does that cause conflict at the holiday dinner table or wherever it is that you spend time with the family during these times? We'd love to hear your story. You're welcome to share it with us, and you can join us on Skype like Jimmy did right there. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. And so, you know, I think that a lot of people experience this, Chris, where they've come across these great ideas of freedom. They want to share the ideas with people they care about, naturally. A lot of people care about their families.
Yeah.
And then they do their best to express those ideas. And to be fair, some people are better at expressing these ideas than others.
For sure.
But, you know, with practice, you can get better at this kind of thing. And even those who are fairly good at expressing these ideas and can, you know, make crystal clear, to at least to us, what the state really is, which is, of course, an organization that is a monopoly on violence that uses the threat and actual violence against peaceful people to, you know, get them to obey its diktats. You know, even if you can explain it fairly clearly, there's still plenty of people in your family who just don't care. And they love the state, and they believe certain things about the state, and nothing you say seems to have any effect on them. And that's frustrating.
It's extraordinarily frustrating. It's like, what does he say in the Matrix? You know, most of these people are so hooked into the system, so dependent on it, that they will fight to defend it. And when you challenge
even
the authority.
Even if they supposedly love you.
Even if they love you, they will. They would rather see you destroyed than what is essentially their deity. They believe that strongly in it. And I think that there's a tendency to get hostile while discussing politics in general, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, because people recognize when you're discussing politics in most political discussions, people do realize on some level that you're threatening them with violence.
Absolutely.
And so people have this tendency to get hostile in political discussions generally.
Right. The Republicans don't want the Democrats to use violence on them, and the Democrats don't want the Republicans to use violence on them, so they're constantly at each other's throats over who gets to use the guns of government.
Right. And then so when somebody comes along and says, hey, let's just stop all this stupidity and stop pointing guns at each other, they react exactly the same way as they do when their political enemies are threatening them with violence.
Right.
Crazy.
So you're not willing to use violence against your family members, but they're willing to use it against you. And that's a frustrating thing. It's hard to deal with that. You're welcome to share your thoughts here with us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We're here live on this Christmas Eve edition of Free Talk Live. There's more coming up.
Shiny badges on your jacket, shiny badges.
This is Dobby Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
Chuck Woolery here. You know, I've talked before about Australian Dream, the effective arthritis pain relief cream that doesn't burn, isn't greasy, and has no odor. Now there's new Australian Dream back pain cream with all those great benefits. But this penetrating formula can help relieve your simple back pain. And it's backed by an empty jar guarantee. If you're not satisfied, you can send back the empty jar for a full refund. But I don't think you will, because Australian Dream really works. Don't let back pain ruin your day. Get Australian Dream back pain cream at Walgreens.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.